I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. An Alabama congresswoman says a new report is the strongest evidence yet that patient scheduling manipulation was standard operating procedure at Veterans Affairs healthcare facilities in central Alabama. The Department of Veterans Affairs released data to Congress showing 57% of the staff surveyed at Central Alabama Veterans Healthcare System said they were instructed to change the dates of when a veteran asked for an appointment. That compares to nearly 13% nationally, 17% at the Tuscaloosa VA, and 9% at the Birmingham VA. Representative Martha Roby says the VA report shows that the Central Alabama VA numbers are off the chart when compared to other facilities. The Central Alabama VA includes major facilities in Montgomery and Tuskegee. The 2016 presidential election is a long way off, but as Alabama Public Radio's Pat Duggins reports, that's not stopping one Republican hopeful from visiting our state.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will be visiting Birmingham next month. August will be a jam-packed month of political stops for Christie, who's chairman of the Republican Governors Association. He's also a possible White House contender. Christie will visit Alabama in mid-August to campaign for incumbent Governor Robert Bentley. Before the Alabama stop, Christie will be in Maine for Governor Paul LePage. After Alabama, he heads to Biloxi. There are also planned stops in Kansas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. Earlier this month, Christie was in Iowa, home of the Iowa caucus. That vote will help to narrow the field for the Republican nomination for president in 2016. Pat Duggins, APR News.
And in 2011, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention ranked Alabama tops in the nation for prescription painkillers. The Partnership for a Drug-Free Community will host a free forum today to talk about the dangers of drug use. Deborah Soule is the executive director for the Partnership for a Drug-Free Community. She says she hopes adults and teens can team up to spread awareness of drug use.
There's a lot parents can do, a lot. And I think if you put together this combination of kids and adults and stir it up and mix it up, you'll be able to reach an audience that's going to pay attention. And I'm hoping when they walk away, they're going to realize, wake up, this is a serious problem.
Soule also says she hopes other counties will join in on the mission to alert communities about drug abuse. Now for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
The rest of our Tuesday evening, Tuesday night, includes mostly clear sky. Record-breaking lows are likely tonight across much of the state. Temperatures going to be in the upper 50s along the north of I-20, low to mid-60s south of Interstate 20. Look for temperatures top out in the mid-80s for a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Lots of sun for a Wednesday, but clouds will gradually increase on Thursday and Friday. Expect highs in the mid-80s. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.